with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're approaching the end of July. If you haven't been out and smoking up your backyard, it's time to get her done, because we are mid-stride in the middle of grilling season. And it's exciting, and we're just trying to help a little bit and make you create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and if you're not grilling, welcome back to the show. Thank you. If you're not grilling in your backyard, maybe it's because nobody gave you a grill lately.
Well, we just talked to to a T-Gid from the Percy Guidry Company, and there is a trend starting now that you need to be handing down your used grill so you can get a new one, and Bob's going to lead this charge, so I got a Cajun grill coming my way.
I started it. How many grills have I given you, dude?
Well, I can't count.
I know you can't.
That's because you always get new ones, because I'm just, you know, the redheaded stepchild when it comes to the grill. I am your grilling bitch. I'll be that all my life.
You ain't getting another one. You're not getting my Cajun.
I'm pandering now.
Not getting a Cajun.
No.
Okay, I've got a son of a bocce I'll give you.
Okay, yeah. I'll take
it. Oh, I already gave that to somebody else.
We'll go with that. Right.
You get that flat top 360.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Hey, listen, Jop, I got a nice email from a place called National Barbecue News, and it's kind of like the only barbecue news publication in the country. And after doing a little research, I find out the thing's like 30 years old, but these good folks got a hold of me and wanted to do a story about us and our effort to feed the troops for GI Barbecue.
Oh, bless their heart.
So,
cool.
So I reached out to them, and I got a hold of the publisher, and his name is Kel Phelps. And on the grilling line right now, we have the publisher, Kel Phelps, from National Barbecue News. Welcome to the show, Kel.
Hey, guys. Man, we appreciate you guys having us on. And, man, we are so excited to tell others about what you guys are doing for the troops. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. And, you know, that it's a wonderful that you reached out, because we do need help. We're only one voice, and we want this message to go all around the country, because obviously the more people that get involved and kick in cash or donate to the 501c3, the more product we can buy, the more freight we can pay for, the more troops we get to help. That's all it is.
Indeed, man. It's all about unity and everybody being together on the same page. It's hard to beat that steamship when it gets rolling like that, no doubt.
Hey, Kel, are you from the Northeast?
you think? Reckon? No, sir, I'm a proud Southerner, if you couldn't tell.
No, and we're proud to have you on the show, so thank you. I had to throw that out there.
Could be a Razorback.
Right, yeah. So tell us a little bit about, for our listeners, what the National Barbecue News is all about.
And the National Barbecue News is a publication dedicated to all things barbecue. You know, whether you're competition team, you're a backyard guy, you're the guy making a living doing sauces and rubs, or slinging Q out of the kitchen. If it's got to do with barbecue, we want people to know about it. We want to tell for others about it. So, we tell people we cover barbecue as a noun and a verb. So,
that's right.
There's no wrong way to barbecue. As long as you got something barbecue on it, it's all good.
You've got some very famous barbecue places in Georgia, because you guys are headquartered out of Georgia. What are the three top old school barbecue places in terms of legends?
Oh, mercy, man. You know, just off the top of my head, you know, one of them, it's not so old school, but one of my favorites is in Savannah, Georgia. It's called Wiley's. And he's an older fella, Wiley McCreary. Competed for a lot of years. He actually worked for Southern Pride Company back in the early 90s. It's great, probably one of the best little joints that I know of.
So we know what he cooks on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Cooks on the Southern Pride, but he also has the old a couple of old school pits out back as well.
And I think you cook on a Lang, don't you?
Right now I do. Right, man. We you know, it's kind of our business to kind of stay in the know, so we kind of try to change up every year, 2 years, and we try to cook on some of all of it. So
you probably give those away every year. Jop needs another grill. If you're giving one away,
would you quit it?
He's pandering for another. Nobody's.
Well, we may do a giveaway at one time or another, but I've never had that opportunity to give something away that big.
Give it to somebody that's deserving in your local area. Help out a group that needs to cook, because no, we're square up here, but. If somebody was looking to subscribe to your news, how do they find it?
Yeah, real easy, man. It's barbecuenews.com. If you're wanting to read it online, we have an online subscription. We're working on an app now. Also, we got the old school print edition that we print and mail every month, all 12 months again. And you can sign up for both. Or one or the other there on the website at barbecuenews.com for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've checked out your site. It's really a great resource, and we want to promote that on the grillingguys.com, and maybe we can kind of help each other get the message out on barbecue all across the country with our different formats, but I think it's awful cool that you want to help us out with the GI barbecue, because you got a lot of troops in Georgia. You got a lot of military bases down there.
Absolutely, and that's one of the greatest things that I've had the opportunity to do is actually at Thanksgiving a couple years ago. I believe it was 2012. I had a couple of Alabama friends come over to Savannah, and just out of Savannah there, and it's not Fort. Trying to think of the base that is there.
Benning,
yes, absolutely. We cooked for about 250 troops who were stuck there through Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
And, man, that was just, that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever got to do in the 30-something years of being able to go and do barbecue.
Did you smoke some turkeys?
Absolutely not, man. we're ready for, they wanted ribs. so we kind of went high end for those
guys. Nice. Good for you.
We did tri-tip, and we did ribs for those guys, and trying to think some of the other things that we did. But, we had orange cakes for dessert that had won competition dessert categories in competitions that takes probably about $40 a cake to make. And we had stuff made. But
nice.
But yeah, that's cool. And anytime I can help troops, and I'm a diehard American. I bleed red, white, and blue. And if I can help in any way at all, promote anything to do that way, I will. I'll put down my calls any day for that, because they give us the opportunity to be here and do what we do. So.
All right, Kel, I'm going to ask you something here. If we were to send you a little bit of information about this Operation GI Barbecue, could you do a little story or a mention for us or something on the paper? I didn't know if we'd talked about that yet or not.
Yeah, man, absolutely. That was one of the reasons I had reached out. I wanted to help publicize about it. And I'll be honest with you, I actually heard about you guys from one of our advertisers, which is American Barbecue Systems.
Oh, okay.
They've been a loyal contributor of ours for, I don't know, probably 10, 12 years now. But just checking out, making sure all our links work from our website, and that's where I come across you guys at.
Yeah, Mark's been a friend for a few years now.
And they're his grills that were taken out to the
exactly,
troops.
Exactly.
Yeah, great fit.
Fantastic.
Okay, Kel Phelps, National Barbecue News. You can go to Barbecue News. It's spell out the word barbecuenews.com and check out this this great organization. Dude, I'm going to send you some information. I appreciate you helping us out, and we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, man, you got it. And, hey, just always keep it smoking, and we'll always keep it going in the right direction.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
You bet. guy's doing good work down there. It's kind of an advocate for the industry, and it's cool. Coming up next, is that Rumaki, Bob? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me.